man was walking too close to the edge of a cliff and then fell off. Luckily, he caught hold of a branch, but he knew he couldn't hold on for long. So he yelled out, "Help! Is there anyone up there?" And then he hears this loud, booming voice. "Yes, my son, I can help you." Who could that possibly be with such an unusual voice? So the man calls out, "Who's there?" "It is I, God. I can help you. Now, do you have faith?" Desperate, the man's dangling, knowing that his life is in the balance, so he yells back, "Yes, I have faith." And so God answers, "If you have faith, let go and I will save you." And the man pauses for a minute and thinks and yells back, "Is there anyone else up there?" Let's leave the man dangling for a moment and pray. Heavenly Father, as we come to your word, as we come to look at Psalm 121 that means so much to Charlie, we pray that your spirit will help it come alive to us that we may hear what we need to hear. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. So where does your help come from? Now, most Kiwis, their help comes from themselves with a, "I can sort this out myself." Or we say our help comes from our family. "We can do this together." Some people say, "Well, I can draw on my finances and reserves to get out of this spot of bother." Sadly, few people say, "My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth," as Charlie did. Now, I have never met Charlie, but I understand from Judy that this psalm, the lyrics from the song meant a lot to Charlie. So let's see what the psalm has to tell us this morning. And we'll start off by the first couple of verses. "I will lift my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth." Now, a little background can help us understand what's happening here. The eight verses of this psalm are the lyrics of a song that Jewish pilgrims would sing on their way up to Jerusalem. Now, the geography of Israel in King David's day when this was written was that Israel was on a mountain or hill range and was sort of the highest point, roughly, of Israel. And so a lot of the people lived in what we might call the lowlands. And at least three times a year, the Jewish folk were expected to make a pilgrimage to Jerusalem. And so when they sung, "I lift my eyes to the hills," they were talking about lifting their eyes to Jerusalem and the temple in Jerusalem, which is where the pilgrims were going, and to the God that lived or dwelt in that temple that could be their help. And so they would often look to the hills, look to the Lord their God, the maker of heaven and earth, as their help. And the rest of the psalm, and it's only eight verses, the rest of the psalm looks at how God can be our help. And first, God is described as a watchman on a city wall. And we see this in the next verse, verses 3 and 4. "He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep." Now, the watchman's job was to keep enemies, to keep trouble out of the city. They would be posted on the walls and they would be looking for invading armies and for any other trouble that could come. Now, the most famous wall ever built is the Great Wall of China. And once that was built and the watchmen were placed on the wall, China felt that they were safe from all the barbaric hordes, the Mongols and all that, that were ranging to the east of their border. They felt safe. However, in the first 100 years that the wall was there, three times China was invaded. But not once were the walls breached, but because of the failure of watchmen. In particular, the enemy bribed the watchmen who opened the gates. Now, this is contrasted with God, who is the watchman on the wall of our life, who will never let danger come. He is the true and the faithful watchman. And that's the first of two images that this psalm describes how good God is to us. And the second image that psalm uses talks about God being a shade for us from the blazing sun. Verse 5, the Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. And of course, in Israel, even today, in the Near East, the scorching midday sun can be very cruel and burning and draining. And he had the image here of God being a shelter, a shade in the heat of the day. And even today, there are folks or people do shelter from the blazing heat. And God is that shade. And then the psalm starts to move to its end, its conclusion. And if so, it moves from these two images of God as a watchman and as a shade from the blazing sun to four attributes, four benefits of his watching over us. We see this in the final two verses, verse 7 and 8. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and your going, both now and forevermore. God will do four things. He will keep us from all harm. He will watch over our lives for good things. He will watch over our comings and our goings, and he will do this both now and forever. And in many ways, this reminds me of a passage in the New Testament that is a tremendous source of encouragement for us as we grieve. So along similar lines in the book of Romans, we read this, Romans chapter 8, verse 38. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is an amazing verse of encouragement, isn't it? Neither death nor life can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. As we know for Charlie, who had a walk with God in this life, that he is not separated from the love of his Heavenly Father. And what's is spelled out here is hinted back in Psalm 121. Now, there's about 1,000 years difference between when Psalm 121 was written and when Jesus came. But this psalm hints to when Jesus came. Let me explain. See, the opening verse of Psalm 121 points to the time, points 1,000 years forward to the time when Jesus was taken out of Jerusalem and taken to a hill. And that hill was called Golgotha, or more commonly Calvary. And Jesus was taken up to that hill and crucified on a cross between two thieves. And then on the third day he was raised so that all who look to him can have the help of God. We look to Christ who died on that hill, on that cross, so that we escape eternal judgment and receive everlasting and abundant life. And this is where Psalm 121 is pointing towards. We look, where does our help come from? Our help comes from the Lord, the maker in the heaven and the earth. We look to the hills, to the hill of Calvary. And all those who believe in Christ, God becomes our Heavenly Father. What a delight. He watches over us when we look to Christ like a watchman looking after a city. And he protects us from the blazing heat. He keeps us from harm and watches our coming and going now and forevermore. But here's the thing. Most people reject this good news. Most people don't believe God made heaven and earth. They prefer to believe that the laws of nature and blind chance created the cosmos, including the earth and life in it. And most people certainly don't want God to be their Lord. That would mean that they would have to submit to him and his ways. And most of us are too proud and too tied up in our own ways to want to submit to a God, no matter how loving. And so most people are like that man dangling from a branch over a cliff, except most people don't know that. And as most Kiwis are dangling over this cliff, and God says, I can help you, most of us cry out, is there anyone else out there? To which the Bible says, no. However, to those who are ready to let go their pride, to believe in Christ and the promise of Romans 8:38, then this becomes a wonderful blessing and a promise. For I am convinced, Romans 8:38, I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angel nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. And so for us who mourn and dearly miss Charlie, in this promise we have this comfort that Charlie is in the Father heart of God, because death cannot separate him from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. And we know that because Jesus was raised from the dead, so will Charlie be raised when Christ comes again, and all those that believe in Jesus will be raised again. Death, you see, is never the end. And this is our comfort. And this is our challenge this morning. The comfort is to know that Charlie is in the Father heart of God, and for him there is no more pain, there is no more confusion, and every tear is wiped from every eye. And that's a great comfort for us. But here's our challenge too. The challenge is to likewise believe that Christ rose from the dead and ask him to be our Lord. For our need is as desperate as the man dangling from the branch over the cliff. But when we ask Christ to be our Lord and Saviour, we are rescued from the branch. Our feet are put on solid ground and we are brought into the family of God. This is the good news of the gospel. Let's pray.